Please stand and let us sing together, Dearest Jesus, at Your Word. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's Word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you're a visitor, we're so thankful you're here today. Please note there's a yellow card in your service leaflet. For this summer, I am using a dialogue-style sermon, which means you can write down a thought, question, prayer. Someone wrote their favorite hymn, said, this is my favorite hymn, thank you. And you might have a choice of, if you would like your voice to be heard, I'll come to you like Phil Donahue. So as you're listening to the prayers and readings, be thinking, is there something the Holy Spirit is leading me to share? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot be free. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting pardon and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are free to love as God loves. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Eternal God, you draw near to us in Christ, and you make yourself our guest. Amid the cares of our lives, make us attentive to your presence, that we may treasure your word above all else. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Our first reading for today is from Amos, the 8th chapter. This is what the Lord God showed me, a basket of summer fruit. He said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then the Lord said to me, the end has come upon my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The songs of the temple shall become wailings in that day, says the Lord God. The dead bodies shall be many, cast out in every place. Be silent. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and Sabbath so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah small and the shekel great, and practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Shall not the land tremble on this account, and everyone mourn who lives in it? And all of it rise like the Nile and be tossed about and sink again like the Nile of Egypt? On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on all loins and baldness on every head. I will make it like the morning for an only sun, and the end of it like a bitter day. The time is surely coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east they shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. Read with me, please, responsively, Psalm 52. Why do you boast, O mighty one, of mischief done against the godly? All day long you are plotting destruction.
Your tongue is like a sharp razor,
you worker of treachery. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth. Selah.
You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue.
But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. Selah.
The righteous will see and fear, and will laugh at the evildoer, saying,
see, the one who would not take refuge in God, but trusted in abundant riches, and sought refuge in wealth.
But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God.
I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because of what you have done. In the presence of the faithful, I will proclaim your name, for it is good. Our second reading this morning comes from Colossians, the first chapter. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need only of one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord, we say.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, looking for any yellow cards off the bat. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep talking about Jesus until... Mackenzie, will you be my timekeeper today? And when I get to 10 minutes, raise your hand so I... I can preach longer than 10 minutes, but... But first, Becky's going. Thank you. Oh, Becky. Y'all, at the end of this service, you know, I'm going to dismiss you. There's some refreshments, right? But then we are going to keep this worship going at Becky's new house. Let's just take a minute. She writes, "So thankful this morning for a new home. Thankful for support from family, friends, and church family. Thankful for support from Habitat for Humanity." Becky. And we're all going to your house at 11 because I know there's going to be some sandwiches. We're going to have a house blessing. We love you. We want to shower you. So, and we want to thank all those who contributed and the builders. Habitat's going to be there. So, yeah, you're invited. If you're wondering, should I go to that? Mm-hmm, you should. It's going to be good. Thanks, Becky. All right, well, while I'm giving out thank yous, the next one is to Dan, my husband. Last Sunday, he reminded me that I got Amos mixed up with his kingdoms. I told you that Amos was from the north and was prophesying to the south. I was wrong. Amos is from the south and prophesying to the north. I'm just going to say I'm probably going to make that mistake again. Y'all, those kingdoms get me mixed up. I've got charts and all kinds of... Look at this map right here. Look at this. It opens up. So I took it home and studied it. So I was like, I got to get that right. Look at all these different timelines, all these things that happened. Nobody sat still in the Bible. They did not sit still. Anyway, so thank you, honey, for... That means that whoever your Sunday school teacher was, we thank them. So I took the map and I wrote in my little notebook. I wrote the map out because I thought if I write it with my hand, it's going to help me remember all the things that happened. All right, we're going to get back to that. The point of this sermon is that Jesus picks sides. Jesus picks sides. Are you on the Martha side or the Mary side? But let's make sure we get the jokes in, because that's a critical part of these 10 minutes. The oldest computer can be traced back to Adam and Eve. It was an Apple with limited memory. Just one byte, and then everything crashed. That's a good one. You gotta give that. How do you know if you are an atheist? Because you only believe in 12.5% of the Bible. That makes you one atheist. That's for you, honey. Because Dan likes math. Where was Solomon's temple located? Oh, Louise got it right here. Okay. Jesus picks sides. How did we get to this? How do we get to an indiscriminately merciful God who tells his hostess, Mary, your sister, is doing the best thing? You know, I'm not going to take what she has away from her. I pick her side over yours. We started our conversation this summer talking about various power struggles in our homes and in Scripture. Then we talked about the difference between being right and being faithful. And then last Sunday, we started a conversation about how there can be two things that don't really go together, that go together to create the fulfillment of God's plans and purposes. So, for example, one of those examples would be an all-merciful God coming together with depraved humanity, creating the sacrifice which leads to eternal life that everyone is eligible for. No one can earn it. No one can unearn salvation. Jesus loves you, and you cannot stop him. So here you have a dinner party. It is in the home of Martha, right? And it's not going to be the last time that we see Jesus at dinner there. In fact, in John's gospel, remember, Jesus spends so much time with this family that the two sisters sass him when he doesn't get there in time to prevent the death of their brother Lazarus. And then when he does get there, Lazarus being dead for 4 days, Jesus says, roll away the opening, and raises him from the dead. I say this because I think if you're like me, I was raised in a philosophy of fairness, right? Where everyone gets equal treatment, right? Isn't that what it means to love indiscriminately? Of course, my kids used to like to always come to me and say, which one of us do you love more? And I would always look at both of them and say, you. So here is Jesus choosing one family to be friends with, specifically, that we have this record of. We don't know how many people he may have raised from the dead. The scripture has a little handful, right? But the depiction of this one family here in Bethany is that they are very closely acquainted. So they've had enough dinner parties, right, to create the environment where Judas also can get mad and storm out of the dinner party. All right? You've got to be pretty familiar with somebody if you're going to storm out of their dinner party. That's in John's gospel too. God is indiscriminately loving, but also unfair. Those are two things that don't seem to go together, but they do. That is how God operates. So on my map, if I'm going to go back to that story of Amos, I'm going to see that God chose Amos from the south, right, to tell the northern kingdom how to do its business. And that was not well received, right? What business does a southern prophet have telling us what to do? Mind your own kingdom. But then you also have God using all of the political and military events coming out of the east, that is Assyria and Babylon, to also fulfill God's plans and purposes for the Assyrians and the Babylonians. So their actions are meant on purpose as punishment for the actions or inactions of the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. None of that is fair, right? Why didn't the north listen to their own prophets? Okay, thank you. And the ultimate part of unfairness of this whole thing that I was reminded of when I did the map work, all right, is you think, oh, well, then why wasn't there more coming together of Judaism with all the Babylonian cults and practices, right? Especially when you look at the little dot in the corner of Babylon that says Ur. You are. Anybody remember who's from Ur? The Big Daddy himself. Abraham, Vicky. This whole story starts in Babylon. And that's where Israel gets exiled to. Back to the beginning. Oh my gosh, what is the least fair thing? After all their journeys, after being freed from slavery, wandering in the wilderness, crossing into the promised land, establishing the kingdoms, and it all falls apart. But when it falls apart, at the very end of everything, when it's all dissolved and over, where are God's faithful people taken? And the unfaithful, both faithful and unfaithful, taken to exile, back where Abraham started. Abraham is the person God made the first promise with. Right? God will always bring us back to the original promise. I will be your God. You will be my people. I'm going to make you abundant. Even if you forget the exact locations on the map, that there is a place for you. All right, so I just want to say, if you are in a chance where you have to pick teams this week, I don't think there's school stuff, but maybe campers. I don't know when you have to pick teams. Maybe it's going to be in your own household. And someone says to you, hey, that's not fair. Remember, we're all sitting here today because Jesus isn't fair. Jesus picks team death so that we can be picked for team life. Amen.
Jesus, I pray, my time, you're the sweet, sweet.
reaffirm our faith in God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the church, creation, and all in need.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For all those serving in the armed forces of our nation and for our enemies, we commend to your continual care those serving on active duty, especially Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Tracy, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Brownton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Remembering all victims and all perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including our media and technology staff and volunteers, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Phyllis Loven and Vivian Jane Johnson, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Trustworthy God of every time and place, we entrust these spoken and unspoken prayers into your holy keeping in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated while our ushers collect the offering. If you like to bring your offering to Christ's well, this is the time to do it.
Thank you.
please stand. God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen. We pray in the words our Savior Jesus Christ teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Remembering that God not only builds homes in our heart for his son Jesus to live, but gives us the wherewithal to build homes with and for one another. The God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you, comfort you, and show you the path of life this day and always. Amen. Love your neighbor. Thanks be to God.